is such a huge shock to the ungodly. According to a recent ABC News poll, 60% of Americans believe that God created the earth in 6 literal days. Pseudoscience is beside itself. How can this be? After over a century of being bombarded relentlessly by the universities, professors, textbook publishers, the general media, Hollywood, etc., America still believes. The very root of America, from its very discovery, is Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, and he still has strong roots in this fair land. In 1492, the Americas were discovered by a devout Christian named Christopher Columbus. His name Christopher means Christ-bearer. King James I of England was the founding monarch of the United States. In 1606, he wrote the Evangelical Charter, which was designed to settle the colony of Virginia. Part of that charter read, "To make habitation and to deduce a colony of sundry of our people into that part of America commonly called Virginia, and propagating of Christian religion to such people as yet live in darkness, to bring a settled and quiet government," end of quote. Pilgrim pastor John Robinson wrote the following letter in 1620 to the Mayflower Pilgrims. "Thus this holy army of saints is marshaled here on earth by these officers under the conduct of their glorious Emperor Christ. Thus it marches in this most heavenly order and gracious array against all enemies, both bodily and ghostly, peaceable in itself as Jerusalem, terrible to the enemy as an army with banners, triumphing, over their tyranny with patience, their cruelty with meekness, and over death itself with dying. Thus, through the blood of that spotless lamb and that word of their testimony, they are more than conquerors, bruising the head of the serpent. Yea, through the power of his word, they have power to cast down Satan like lightning, to tread upon serpents and scorpions, to cast down strongholds and everything that exalteth itself against God." End of quote. 123 of America's first 126 colleges were founded on Jesus Christ. Princeton University, founded in 1746, originally called the College of New Jersey, was headed by Reverend Jonathan Dickinson, who said, "Cursed be all that learning that is contrary to the cross of Christ," end of quote. The Americas were discovered in Jesus' name. The United States was colonized in Jesus' name. Her governments were established in Jesus' name. And America's people were educated in Jesus' name. The glorious blessings of God have been bestowed upon this land in Jesus' name. Psalms 33:12 reads, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance." We must fast and pray for the United States. We must fund organizations that stand up against the enemies of the cross and speak out boldly and publicly against the lying spirits attempting to destroy this nation's holy root. Have you been born again? Does Jesus Christ dwell in you? You can make this life-transforming decision today. Click on to Further with Jesus for immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. The following email came from Sister C. "Bless you for all you are doing. Can you tell me if there is power in the name of Jesus? Can we use it to rebuke the devil? I have been told that this is not so, but I thought that Christ said that we can do all things that he did using his name. Can you help me and show proof of this? Thank you." I was taken aback the first time I became aware of ministries which discounted or even rejected the authority and power of the name of Jesus Christ. What is the power in a name? If you have ever been pulled over by a police officer or state trooper, you've had first-hand experience in dealing with the power of a name. Your journey was arrested by the power of a name. If you were stopped in a city or borough, for example, the attending officer stopped you in the name of the mayor of that community. The mayor was elected by the people of that community to keep the peace. If stopped by a state trooper, you were pulled over in the name of the governor of that state. Behind his name stands all the weight and power that state can muster. The Jewish high priest and his cohorts understood the power of a name. In Acts chapter 4, verse 7, they challenged Peter and John with the following statement. "By what power or by what name have you done this?" The challenge was in reference to the miracle described in Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. When seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Now that miracle was performed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The miracle that took place required supernatural action. The invisible power of the hand of God was commandeered by the name of his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, so that the man who was lame from his mother's womb leaped and walked and ran and praised God. When Jesus instructed Christians on how to approach God in prayer, he said in John 14, 12 through 14, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." John chapter 15, verse 16, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you." John chapter 16, verses 23 through 27, "And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs. But the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I will show you plainly of the Father. At that day ye shall ask in my name. And I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me and have believed that I came out from God." Because of these verses, Christians pray in Jesus' name. Requests made to God and authority taken over circumstances and devils in the name of Jesus Christ are backed by the full weight and power of the entire host of heaven, including the Father himself and his Holy Ghost. Colossians 1, 12 through 19, "Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell." The power of Jesus Christ's name is bigger than the entire universe, for he spoke it into existence by the word of his Father. Mark chapter 16, verses 16 through 18. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Acts 16:18. "And this did she many days, But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee, in the name of Jesus Christ, to come out of her. And he came out that same hour. Acts chapter 4, verses 29 and 30. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus. Acts chapter 4, verses 10 through 12. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. All power and authority is administered in a name, whether it's Dad said, or the president, king, or dictator said, or of course, God said. All power and authority is in Jesus' name, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Sister C, you are absolutely correct. It's in Jesus Christ's name by which we are saved. In his name we cast out devils, lay hands on the sick, and speak our days into existence. It's in his name that we bind and loose. It's in his name. Nothing exists outside his name. Psalms 54:1, save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Psalms 91:14, because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name.